Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com.
Well, first of all is to get the details on the story, and don't get the details from the general media, because surprise, surprise, they don't always get it right. And what you will find out about these stories, there's a story in Washington State, very, very nice woman who runs a flower shop. There were two gay men that would come in constantly and get flowers for each other. And she would, of course, sell them flowers. They became close friends. Well, they were coming to get married, and she explained to them, you know what, being friends, I just cannot participate in the wedding ceremony. And they got their feelings hurt, but they understood because they were friends. But it was the Attorney General of Washington who took this case and said she should be forced to supply that wedding with her artistic creative abilities. Now, the individuals had worked it out, you know, and they understood. They understood she was a Christian and that would be uncomfortable for her. But then it was somebody else who came in and, you know, kind of butted their way in. And the stories that you'll hear about this is, and this horrible thing is, well, they may as well, you know, put a sign out in front, "No gays served here." That is just ridiculous, and we all need to know how to argue against that. You know, when we're talking over the back fence to our neighbors and at the water cooler and things like that, and just bring the truth that that is just simply not the case. And this is a whole different thing to sell a cake over the counter of your bakery than to cooperate and participate with the wedding party and plan the wedding, plan the cake, things like that. That really is participating in the wedding itself. But here's the other thing that people need to know. Say it focused on the family. We had hired a caterer in town because he's the best caterer, and we were having him come cater an event where we're planning with national leaders how to protect marriage. And he knows, you know, he finds out about that, and he says, "I'm a gay man. I don't really feel comfortable catering that event. Should we be forced to force him? I mean, should we make him cater that event?" No. He shouldn't have to be forced to violate his conscience. And so these roads go back and forth, you know. When we can force somebody to act against their conscience when they're Christians, we can force the other side to do that as well. But none of us should do that. It's just an issue of plain courteousness and community civility to say, listen, if you don't feel comfortable about this, then we don't want to force you to do this. And again, that goes both ways. And people need to know those kinds of things to challenge and refute and correct just the crazy hyperbole that's out there surrounding this issue.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.